Welcome to the Adrenal Alternatives Foundation podcast. The following episode features Julia Strange and Jessica Nielsen with Parents Survival Resource and Connection Group as they explain how to be your best advocate and get the care and support you deserve for yourself and for your disabled loved ones.
Life is a winding road, no telling where it goes. Driving through days and nights, won't stop for traffic lights. And I really wanna know, really wanna know, if I'll ever figure out where the road goes. Even if I'm falling down, I will keep on searching for my highs. You can say I lost my mind, I will keep on holding my head high. Even if the sky is falling down,
I'm Shelley Jakes of Parent Survival Resource and Connection. Today, myself and Jessica Nielsen will be presenting your first steps on how to build and keep a good organization system.
Papers keep coming, information keeps piling, and sticky notes have become your new wallpaper. Chances are, if you are watching this webinar, you may already be in the process of shutdown.
Well, what is shutdown? Long and short of it is its information overload, or the difficulty of understanding issues and effectively making decisions due to the overwhelming amounts of information you're receiving.
But do not fret. We are here to help you through this step by step with this webinar.
Why small steps every day should be your goal.
Sometimes we feel like we have taken two steps forwards and one step back. No matter how many steps you take, it is progress, and progress is what matters.
Small steps help you to stay consistent.
Make little progress, even if you don't feel like doing anything.
Stick to the plan, but be ready to change your approach.
Feel proud of your work and the process.
Any plan is better than no plan. Things cannot always go perfect every time. Things go sideways, things fall off the wayside, and sometimes things just don't go as planned from the start.
Having even a simple plan layout can ease a lot of stresses, and the nice thing about a plan is it can always be altered.
Don't get hard on yourself. Don't knock yourself down. You have to start somewhere, and in order to make those bigger plans, starting out small is the best way to do it.
Let's get gathering. It's time to start collecting everything you know, have found, and will need to move through your journey.
Some key pieces you want to ensure you have are individual personal information, medical assessments, support team information, education assessments, safety plans and goals, resources, and receipts.
Not only will making a system keep you organized, but it will help you effectively communicate with others.
We are going to help you make a system that you can take anywhere and be on top of anything that might come your way.
Time to put the things we gathered into an organized system. The Parent Survival Binder. This has been the golden ticket to our success in organizing our children's diagnosis and their care required throughout the years. We are proud to share our knowledge to help others create a consistent system to aid in organizing the chaos.
Your binder is the first go-to in your system, so you want to have it complete with as much information as possible. This is important because as years go by, you will forget information or what has been done. You may have a main binder with all the information and maybe a secondary binder for helpers and other people that work with your individual so that all supports are on the same page.
We have put together a full-length video describing the steps of how to build your own. Please visit www.parentsurvival.ca to see this and other information.
With the world relying on computers, keeping a good filing system is essential. You can access files from any device, save them to Google Drive, and even share with people on the go. When getting your computer ready, you should think about the following.
Files. Marking your folders with names that make the most sense for their contents. An example, you have your main folder, mark it with the individual's name. From there, you make other folders inside, marked PDD, H, medical, personal information, school, etc.
Bookmarks are a fast and easy way to get back to any site you found beneficial. These can also be labeled in files so that you may keep track of what type of information you have found on these sites.
Templates. These are perfect for giving yourself ideas of layouts for trackers, timetables, and fun activities, even if you just reference them and create your own.
Password, communications, and emails on your computer. These are going to be very important, not just for yourself, but for your records when you go through advocating. Most places have their own accessible pages that require logins, but get a good password manager or even a notebook to keep them in.
Any communications via paper or email you will want to keep, especially if you have a good relationship built with a team of supporters and those who interact on a regular basis. Create folders, save to a cloud, or even go old school and print them off.
Smartphones, the one device almost everyone never leaves home without anymore. It can store everything literally at the fingertips and carries some of the most helpful tools.
Some of those tools are perfect for reminders. Great for anyone and anything. You can modify them, have them singular or repeat. There is no end to their ability to help you stay on time and not forget anything important.
There are so many great apps out there in the world. Sometimes it might take a bit to find the right one and one that works properly for you, but they are truly life-changing. We will list some of these apps we have found useful on our website.
Scheduling texts. We use this one a lot, especially having multiple children, support workers, and things on the go constantly. It is a simple way to help others stay in the loop and on track with whatever you need to share. Anything you think of at the time, you can schedule to be sent when it's needed.
Communications and emails. There are so many ways to communicate, and sometimes things get missed, lost, or deleted. It happens. When we first look at our emails and communication, we might think we won't need it. Then we delete it. We are going to tell you every aspect of communication is important to save. You might not think you will need it right away, but it's likely at some point down the road, you are going to be required, whether it's to send to your worker or just for your own notes. Save,
save,
save.
Once you have your team in place, you are going to have to keep specific records of them. With government funding, they can request records up to 7 years now. That means any names, addresses, pay information, schedules, timesheets, and the list goes on. It comes down to anything that helps support your loved one by using an outside system. Keep records.
Our three-step action plan will help you to best utilize and keep your paper, information, and teams updated along the way. Things change and growth will happen. We want to help you make sure you have it all together. Utilizing, filing, and reporting.
You did amazing collecting, organizing, and being prepared. What are the best options to use it all for? Well, some of our top ones include
advocating. Now that you've collected everything together, you've organized it, advocating is going to be a tool in your toolbox that you can start building upon using the information you have collected. It is going to help you run smoothly and be able to be fully informed when you're trying to get your help.
Support team. Finding them, keeping them updated, everything running, it's going to be one of the hugest factors. Your support team is everything, and you have to be prepared.
Scheduling. When you're using your binders for scheduling, it will help you come up with the information, even be able to assess information if you've kept track of everything. You'll be able to tell likes, dislikes, what you've done, what you haven't done, what worked in the past, what didn't. It will help make your scheduling life easier.
Which brings us in to the tracking information. The absolute most key point to this entire thing, every little detail counts. Every little communication counts. Keep it all.
Use those filing techniques as much as possible. When you do, you will be able to find any information, whether you're at home, on the run, or at appointments.
When filing with services that need your paperwork, you are going to need to find all your things easily and without stress. Remember that binder? How it had a place for invoices and receipts? Well,
so from that binder or your computer or your phones, what you're going to do is yearly, you're going to be asked upon and called upon by government agencies, people you work with for invoices, receipts, any of that stuff. They can call upon it at any time to do audits, up to 7 years. So at the end of every year, your binder is going to be pretty full. What you're going to want to do is take everything from that year that you don't need, file it away. So whether it's here's all my invoices from PDD or FSCD, you're going to put it in a brown envelope, and then you're going to put it into a filing box or a filing cabinet, whatever you have that's going to keep things organized. Then that way, every year when you look through those envelopes to find a contract or you have been called upon for audits, it will be at your fingertips, marked right on the envelope. When you're doing employee contracts, you're going to want to keep all their numbers. You're going to want to keep all their addresses. Any information, how much you paid them, you're going to need to keep, because that can also be called upon. You're going to take that information, you're going to put it in a brown envelope, and you're going to file away it with that year. By doing this, you will always be able to easily pull up information even after it's filed away.
Reporting to those who support your loved one is necessary for all. Just as you need to be in the loop on what happens when they care for them, they need to know what happens when you are caring for them. This keeps equal grounds and knowledge to best support and advocate.
Remember that binder you did again? Well, keep that information up to date. No matter if it's a couple weeks down the road, a couple months down the road, or even a couple of years, this will always, always be able to be on track with all your teams, with any new and ongoing concerns. It'll help you create and adjust plans and also help every member in your team decide on what is going to be important for the next steps. By not keeping that information organized, you are going to set yourself up for a lot of miscommunications. So when you're done those years, make sure you're filing away any old information and always keeping up to date new information. make sure you report to those that are all sets in your individual's care. We've said it before, and we'll say it again, and we'll keep saying it. Self-care is not selfish. It is necessary. You cannot care for others if you do not care for yourself. It does not have to be a holiday, time away, or seclusion, although sometimes those things are required.
It can be as simple as a bath, yoga, reading, or even just a few moments where you can hear yourself think. A coffee chat with a loved one, a newfound hobby, or a walk are also great options. Whatever makes you happy, joyful, and you feel content with, make time for you, whatever that looks like. Staying positive when things don't work out will always be a challenge. There are times we all feel that we are failing and just cannot take any more going wrong.
It's okay.
The best thing to do is not get stuck in that pattern for long periods of time. You are valid, your feelings are valid, and the struggles are valid.
Let yourself feel what you need to feel. Then find a positive way to counteract the negative. Some of the good ways to do this are:
walk away,
take a deep breath,
get an outside opinion on the situation,
or ask for help. Well, you made it. Remember, great organization will lead to great advocating, a bit of self-care, and an amazing communication with your team members.
We love what you do.
Let's team up. Be sure to tune in for our next webinar topic, how to approach and talk to professionals.
For more information on Adrenal Alternatives Foundation, you can visit our website, adrenalalternatives.com, or find us on social media, facebook.com/hopeforadrenaldisease, Instagram at Adrenal Alternatives Foundation, and you can also check out our publications on Amazon, Adrenal Insufficiency 101 and Cortisol Pump 101.